Hi guys, I'm Richie Swan and I'm here with a very pregnant gym bird, also known as Harriet Jeffries. And we're a girl and a gay in the gym, or a gay and a girl in the gym. I hate how you're faced. I'm requesting that we rebrand for the second series.
Okay, so this week we are talking about pelvic floor and the way it's not just a women's issue. And is it an issue at all? How one in three people are affected. And really, we should start talking about it a little bit more. So let's remove the shame because we're all the same.
Yes, baby.
I rubbed that off my embarrassing bodies. Remember at the start of my embarrassing bodies, they go, there's no shame, we're all the same. So the first thing I think we need to talk about is what actually is your pelvic floor? Richard, do you know what your pelvic floor is, my darling?
Well, it's what makes you wee yourself if it's not strong. It's your pelvis on the floor.
Close, babe, close. Okay, so it's a layer of muscles that hang like a hammock between your pubic bone and your tailbone. So basically between your fanny and the top of your bum. Or for you, from above the shaft to the top of your ass. So as Richie said, your pelvic floor can affect your bladder control. Pissing yourself. So there's a few other things that your pelvic floor actually controls. One of them being core stability. Another being postnatal recovery, so after you have a baby, and we'll talk about that. And the last one, the juicy one, sex.
Wow.
One thing I've started to talk a little bit more about since getting pregnant is your pelvic floor, because it's something that your midwife talks to you about, and it's something you become a little bit more aware of. One in three women suffer from pelvic floor issues, but... Did you know?
What issues are they?
So that could be a weakness in your core. So in your deep core, it could be you struggle to hold a wee, or you need a wee quite often. After having a baby, it could be things like prolapse and stuff like that.
Okay.
And also to do with sex. So one in three women suffer, but men suffer as well. Do you know how many guys suffer?
No,
with
I
them?
Actually don't. You know,
one in four.
Okay, so how mad's that?
So it's nearly as many men as women, and
so
something that we
men
don't
suffer into it. So obviously,
the main things with men are if you're waking up through the night going for a wee all the time, and I'm not talking about like if you've been out on the island, you've been pissed up. You know, if you're waking up and you're having a drink before bed, or and you're weeing all through the night, and it's waking you up, or when you need to go to the toilet, do you ever get like an urgency, like oh my god, I've got to go right now?
I've had about 12 of them today.
For you, though, you drink a lot of caffeine and that can interrupt it. So sometimes there's little things you can look out for, but having your pelvic floor checked, one, there's no age range on it. So you can go and get your pelvic floor checked as young as you feel the need to. But also, it's not just for girls, it's for guys as well, honey boo.
Ah.
So as much as it's one in three women and it's one in four men, actually 70% of pregnant girls or people that have just had a baby suffer with issues. And the main ones can be like pain with sex, not being able to hold your way in.
Well, I know a few girls who have had babies, and especially like anything like running, anything high impact, they literally can't hold it in.
Well, I was going for runs all the time, and it was only when the baby started going quite low, like in my womb, and I could feel it being low. And I was running around the park and I thought, oh my God, I'm going to have to stop.
Did you do a Paula Radcliffe?
Well, I had to fully jump in a bush and go for a wee in the bush. And it was only the other week. Honestly, like, I'm not joking.
I was so close
around Sefton Park.
I feel ashamed.
I know. And then the other week, I don't know why.
Imagine
I've got
this,
a
girl
what?
From Rise pissing in the bush.
I just fully dropped trout. And then the other week I was getting changed and Luke was talking to me and I was like, getting undressed because I was like, I'm going to get in the shower. I was going, oh, I need a wee. And then all of a sudden I was like, oh my God.
You just weed yourself.
Like I started to wet myself. I had to run down the corridor, like down the hall in ours. And Luke went, I have never seen you move that fast. And I was like, no, I was fully wetting myself. And I was like, why? So I went and had mine checked. And basically, there's loads of different ways that you can have it checked, but I had to sit on this chair and it's kind of like a spin bike seat. And it's got like, you just sit on it, sit up tall, and it comes up with like a graph on the screen and the woman, the physio, was saying to me, okay, so squeeze, and it has like a chart on the side, 0 to 100. So she'll say, take me to 70%. And I was quite good at the contractions, but I was rubbish at letting it go. And that's, apparently that's quite common with personal trainers. You're really good at contracting your muscles, but not as good as relaxing them.
We're all uptight.
Yeah, so she said because of that, she was like, you need to learn to switch them off when you're not, when you don't need to use them. So she gave me a few exercises, but so that when I'm actually in labour, they don't tire too early. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
It makes sense, doesn't it?
Interesting, yeah. So after we said we were going to do the pelvic floor, I had a little look and it was saying about how pelvic floor can link to weight gain. How is that?
I think most of it is to do with like your core stability. So if you're not actively using those muscles, those deep core muscles, and you're standing up straight and you're not using your core, a lot of the time when you're sitting down, your posture goes a little bit to like a bit slumped, your shoulders roll forward, you become inactive, and all these like little things, all these postural things and these variations are often linked to the position someone actually sits in. It's almost like a defeated position. Does that make sense? So if someone is sat with slumped shoulders, leaning forward, like, it's a little bit doom and gloom. Whereas when you see someone who might have a really good pelvic floor or a really good core, they sit with the shoulders back, almost like a ballerina.
How many people have just sat up tall?
I know, yeah.
Did you, Gemma? Our producer Gemma's just sat up tall.
So when you sit up like that, you naturally sit in a pose that makes you feel like a bit more like...
Like royalty.
Yeah, well, like a champion, like someone who's not defeated or not sluggish, and all of a sudden your energy levels will go up a little bit because you think, yeah, I do feel better. I don't know what it is, but I do feel better. And those links, it's almost like an emotional link to weight gain and things like that. So it's amazing what you can do by just turning around to yourself and saying, roll your shoulders back, put your head up, and suck in your fanny.
Oh, please never say that word again. So the main thing people relate the pelvic floor to is like when you're coughing and sneezing or running, like we were saying, and it just makes you go to the toilet. And you were saying how this can be connected to prolapse.
It's almost if they normalised it, like after you have a baby. Okay, so if 70% of women suffer with it after having a baby, the chances are, oh, you're just going to wet yourself after you have that baby. And that's how it is. And a lot of people, because, you know, we're really lucky that we live in this age where people talk about things a lot more and we do have less boundaries and people are more open. But for people our mums and dad's age, people didn't talk about things and there was a lot more shame. So they would just buy tenor pads and things like that and like incontinence pads because that dealt with the situation. Well, okay, that's
like
something to help.
Plaster on a cut, is it? It's not like...
Exactly. You need
to... getting rid of it.
When the exercises, actually, when you realise they're so easy to do and it is one size fits all with the exercises, that, okay, something like an incontinence pad, let's normalise it, because if 1 in 3 women and 1 in 4 men are struggling with it, let's start talking about it. If you piss yourself, we want to know. I most definitely have. I think one of the most famous people to ever like turn around and really speak about it was Kris Jenner. Now, she's had 6 kids. If you're 70% chance that you're going to have issues with your pelvic floor after one, after six.
She had no chance.
She had 2 tenors on.
She had 6 kids, has she?
At the time, I think she was like 55, 16. She was like, yeah, I've had 6 kids. I have got incontinence issues and it's something that I've never spoken about. So her daughters were all doing their Kegel exercises with her because it was something that she admitted.
What is a Kegel exercise?
Well, everyone. Shoulders back and sit up tall.
Okay, shall we do this?
So guys, there's something that you can do as well. So, girls, when we breathe in and we suck in, we're going to hold each one for 5 seconds and we're going to try and breathe out and relax for 5 seconds. It's hard to sometimes know if you're actually using your pelvic floor. The best way to know if you're using it is when you go for a wee, try and stop your wee mid-flow. That feeling of those muscles stopping your wee for that second, that's the muscles you want to work. But as you're sat here now, chances are you're not having a wee. If you are, fab, good on you. If you're not, it's the same sensation as holding a wee. So imagine you're holding a wee, start squeezing a little bit, but you're on a date and you're holding in a fart at the same time.
Oh my God.
So, girls, holding a wee, sucking a fart, hold for five, squeeze it tighter, four, three, two, one, breathe out, let it come out, breathe all the way, let your fanny relax, let it relax, let it relax, let it relax.
No.
Boys, Richard, sit up.
Oh, I feel violated.
So the boys are slightly different to the girls.
Okay, cool. Oh, I was doing that one, so I don't need to do that one.
Baby, you haven't got a fanny.
Well,
boys, you have to imagine that you are trying to suck your balls back into your body. So, sit up tall.
I'm up tall.
Holding a fart. Now suck your balls up. Five. Four. Suck it tighter. Three. You're going to pop. Two. And relax. Let those balls drop.
Oh my God, I've got a pelvic floor to steal.
You a pelvic whore, honey.
I'm a pelvic whore.
So, now you know how to do it. If it's something that, say, you're pregnant, or you've just had a baby, or you're just a girl that thinks, do you know what? I never want those issues. Or a boy. I never want those issues, so it's something that I just want to practice.
I was going to say, how often should people be doing this?
Well, I would say do a hold for 5 seconds, relax for 5 seconds, do that 5 times, and then do 5 little fast ones. So the little fast ones, I want you to suck it in. Everyone suck, relax, suck, relax. Stop doing that breathing, Richie. Suck, relax. Two more. And on the last one, hold. 10, suck it up higher. 9, 8, 7, the fart's going to leak out. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let your fanny breathe. Balls drop.
I need to wee now.
The physio said to me, if you are doing it just to work your pelvic floor and there isn't an issue with your bladder, then try and do it just after your breakfast, lunch and dinner. Or do it. I've been doing it in the car. So as I'm driving to work and from work, I've been doing it in the car. Also, no one can tell your pelvic floor face because everyone's got a pelvic floor face. Sucking your pelvic floor now.
If I had that so much Botox, I knew my eyebrows were raised right up then.
I know, you didn't actually express anything, then it was frozen. If it's for your bladder incontinence, it's something you need to do a little tiny bit more. So I would say, hold it for 10, relax for 10. Do that 10 times and then 10 fast ones and do that 3 times a day. It's something that obviously sometimes you do forget. So don't give yourself a hard time. You can
just
set reminders.
A reminder on your phone. Yeah.
A little reminder. Because you can do that sat at your desk. As long as you've got a good poker face or you've had enough Botox, no one will know.
So Harriet, that leads us to, let's talk about sex, baby.
Okay, so your pelvic floor muscles are dead important for sex if you are a guy or a gal. The reason being, the stronger your muscles are, the stronger you're going to be able to clench, the more they will contract, the better your sensation is, the boosting blood flow to your sex organs, so to your vag or to your knob, and the stronger your orgasms are going to be. It's something that people go like, oh my God, I can't talk about sex. Oh. Well, everyone
so really,
does it.
Basically, if you're saying if you can control that, make it tighter, size doesn't matter.
I mean.
Fellas out there, get a girl with a good pelvic floor.
Then it doesn't matter.
It won't matter about the size of your ship. Or dinghy.
When I actually looked into it and spoke to some of the vagina physios, so gynae physios, they were telling me that it makes sense, doesn't it? Like, if you can contract everything that little bit tighter and relax it properly, the stronger your muscles are for any type of any muscle in your body, the more efficiently it works. For example, if you do squats all the time, well, the chances are your quads or your legs are going to be 10 times stronger and they're going to do it more efficiently.
Of course it is, yeah.
If you're working your pelvic floor more often and doing these things every day, your pelvic floor muscles are going to work more efficiently. The more you work something, the more you do it, yeah, the better it's going to go. So the stronger your pelvic floor, the better your bladder control.
The better your sex life.
Which is the most important one.
The better your washing bill.
And also, in terms of your recovery from having a baby, it is, and I hate this saying because it doesn't exist, but in terms of like your body snapping back or like recovering, more importantly, from labour, it's a million times better to help you.
So have you been practicing this quite a lot then since you've become pregnant?
Yeah, loads. I was a bit worried, to be honest, that you could do it too much.
But you can't.
Like, there's loads and loads of girls that I know that have had 1, 2, 3, 4 babies and they've had to have surgery sometimes, yeah, or like, you know, they've turned around and said to me, you know, they don't want to have sex because they don't feel like it's the same. Or like women joke all the time about when they have stitches after having a baby and say like, oh, well, I asked them.
Throw a few extra in. Yeah.
And like people worry about it so much and without realising that everything down there, all those muscles that work to help it, that is your pelvic floor. It's something that you can do for yourself. You don't actually need anyone else's help. However, sometimes it's really hard to like take that first step or even know, okay, is this my pelvic floor? Is there an issue? Have I got something else going on? And I would say one of the best things that you could do is either go to your doctor, get a referral, or go and see a gynae physio. And if you type that into any Google search and your city that you live in, there's loads of places. If you live in Liverpool, there's a place on Mather Avenue called the Physiotherapy Centre, and they are amazing for everything pelvic, yeah, floor for men and women. So I would highly recommend, like, cannot recommend enough, because I learned loads about my own fanny from them.
So for everyone who's now in the gym and you're listening to us and you want to work on your pelvic floor, some of the exercises that are going to benefit you the most are going to be your squat. If you think about the move, what we're doing, everything you're having to suck in, isn't it? That's going to help where we're all having to contract and squeeze our core. That's basically what you were saying about holding everything in, isn't it?
Yeah, so as you're lifting up from your squat, yeah, suck up your pelvic floor as you're lifting from the floor, yeah, as you're lifting from that squat position to a standing position.
And also the hip thrust. If you don't know what any of these exercises are, if you go on YouTube and Google it, if you go on YouTube and Google it.
Okay, folks, so that's coming to the end of this week's episode. We've learned all about what is your pelvic floor, what it affects, how common it is. So start trying to normalise it. If it's something that's happening to you, I'm going to guess that it's happening to someone else, either in your family or out of your mates as well. The more you talk about it, you never know who you might help. So start sharing your own stories a little bit about it. Let's start talking about things. Let's start working our pelvic floor. You know, we don't want to be getting up all kinds of hours in the night and going for a wee. And everyone will be happier with better sex. Everyone.
Everyone. Time to answer some questions in a hat. Yeah, you're doing my editing. Why are you on your phone? What, sorry, are you doing?
I'm just texting Luke about picking me up.
I wish he'd hurry up. Anyway.
Don't, I'm too pregnant. I'll wee myself.
We've got a message from Dickie Farr. Hey guys, buzzing to have you back for a second season. Loving the Scouse humour. Is a 20-minute HIIT workout, incorporating weights in brackets, about 3 to 4 times a week, be a good combination of both worlds of weight loss and generally getting back into shape?
I love weighted HIIT workouts. I think they're fab.
It depends what, that needs to be a bit more specific, I'd say. But if you're looking to build muscle size, then no, it's not, because you need to be lifting enough weight to damage muscle fibre to then grow it. So it's about the weight itself, isn't it?
Yeah, and to actually range. Change your body shape to grow your muscles and change your actual physique, you probably need to be lifting properly. But in terms of fat loss,
and up and fat loss, fat loss anyway is calories. It's just, it depends what your goal is and what you're working towards, isn't it? But if you're looking to gain muscle size, Dickie, hey, Dickie, if you're looking to get bigger. I'd be looking at a different workout to HIIT. If you're just looking to lean up, get a bit tighter and whatever, then the HIIT with weights is going to work great.
Kimberly sent us a message and she said, so basically she was kind of like really getting into it and then lost track. So she started going to a couple of classes, but the only thing is she doesn't feel like she's pushing herself as much as she can do. Well, It depends what type of classes you're doing, but if you can get heavier weights in the class, get the heavier weights, babe. You know what I mean? If you can put your resistance up a little bit more, put your resistance up.
So she said she's lost 4 stone and she's worried she's going to put it back on. Take the exercise away. If you're in control of your calories, you're not going to put it on, are you?
Yeah, and also maybe try a different class.
If you're not pushing yourself in the class and you're aware of that, change it.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you're aware of it. Some people aren't aware. They're not, but they feel like, you know what you need to do now, babe. Now, maybe it means the class is maybe too easy. Go to a different type of class that's going to challenge you more.
Yeah. Maybe you're just going to the wrong classes for you. So mix it up.
Because if you're aware, you're not pushing yourself, but you're still going to the class, I go, are you enjoying that class?
You've been listening to Hattie Jeffries, also known as the Gym Bird, and Richie Swan, also known as Richie Swan, on A Girl and a Gay in the Gym. If you've enjoyed this podcast, then please subscribe, rate, and review it on Apple Podcasts now to help more people hear about it. And don't forget to follow the socials at Girl Gay Gym on Instagram and Twitter.